Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir is L'ilui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev ben Tzvi Halevi, who is Nifter this week. We're holding a Menachas Daf Yudches. The Gemara Amud Aleph describes the special love that the Mechachomim have to Torah and to Loim de Torah. In the beginning, the Gemara says that Yosef Abavli was sitting in front of Blazer ben Shemoya, v'yachoviv loy b'yoser ad la'achas. Rashi goes on to explain who was choviv to who. But there's some chavivus which comes ad le'achas. Rashi explains until they reached one halacha that then they had a little of a problem. But Tosfos brings in the name of Rabbeinu Nissim that ad le'achas means ad hanefesh hanikres yichido. Reuven Margolius points out to the Zohar where we know that there's five different levels of the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayo, yichido. So the highest part of the neshama is yichido. And that's what it means, ad la'achas, that he had a special connection to the Torah and the level of yechido, the highest level of the neshama. The Ben Yoyoda explains that there is a love that depends on different elements. If a person loves food, he loves the food because it makes him good in his body. So he likes the food because what it affects in him. But if the effect will go away, let's say it's going to cause him to have a stomach ache, so then he won't love the food. But then there's a ava pshuto. Ava doesn't depend on any other element. Like a father who loves his son doesn't depend on what the son does. He always loves the son. He says that's what it means, ad la'achas. It's the pure love. There is no other element that depends on it. It's one and one only. And that's the love that Chacham have to each other and to the Torah of each other. And the Gemara goes on and says there was something that Yosef Abavli was looking for. And when he heard Rabbi Elazar saying it, Tzavu ponov Yosef Abavli, he got so happy. So Zolgu ein of Dmoy Shablos ben Shemoyah. Blazer Shemoyah started crying. Omar Ashreichem temi chachomim shedivir toivo chavivim alechem b'yoser. Ashreichem you temi chachomim that you love Torah so much. And he said the pasuk, Ma'avti torasecha kol hayom misichosi. So Ben Yoyada explains that what's the chiddush over here? Says the Torah is compared to Zav v'chesef. But Zav v'chesef, a person is very happy when he has a lot. If he has only a little bit, he's not that happy. You love it so much, it's more than money or Zav v'chesef. Because even one Dvar Torah, it's only one. He still loves it so much. And he says that's derived from the pasuk, because the pasuk there says there's so much Torah, there's so much mitzvahs, and still mo'ahavti Torah secha. Tovah Melech says I love the Torah even though there's so much to learn. Every small thing that I do learn, I love it so much. That's the raya to this love that the chachamim have to Torah. The Sefer HaBoyne on the Ein Yaakov, when he starts at Daf Zayin, where it says over there that Ravimi went to learn Maseches Menachos, he did a lot of omel. He puts these two ma'amarim together and says, Chachamim, they appreciate Torah. So even when it's easy for them to learn Torah, they're going to do whatever they can to do omol to learn Torah, as we mentioned over there. And they have such love to Torah, even something which seems to be not so important, even one small thing of Torah, they appreciate so much and they're happy when they find it. But only true to Chachamim are the ones that appreciate Torah to that level, not the ones that don't have the appreciation. So Ashwechetem Chachamim Shadivir Torah Chviv Alechem B'Yoser. Reb Tzadik and the Pre-Tzadik goes back to the pasuk that says Kol Yom Misichasi. When a person is connected to Torah, so the Torah becomes his conversation. That's all he talks about. Kol Yom Misichasi means that even with he's just schmoozing. He's not really intending to learn Torah. Still, what comes out of him is Torah. Someone is completely dovek by Torah. Torah becomes who he is. Means it becomes part of who you are. He speaks Torah. And the Chazon Ish, and Emunah B'Tochen Per Gimel, he goes there to say that the most important thing for a person to do, he has to know Torah. He has to know the halacha of Torah. He has to know the din. The fact that a person knows different parts of Torah, it's gevaldik, but if he doesn't know what to do, he doesn't know the ikar din halacha, so he's missing his main life. So he says, look what happened over here. Yosef Abavli, he was so happy for finding one Dvar Torah. Meaning he was missing something that was his life. Because he found this one Dvar Torah, he was so extremely happy. So someone who's missing Kol HaTorah Kula, someone doesn't really know the basic halacha that needs to know, how much life is he missing? You know how much Torah is important. How every single thing is so important. That Yosef Bavli was missing one thing, and when he was able to conquer that one thing that was missing, he was able to acquire that. His simcha was so great because now he was complete. Someone doesn't have anything of Torah. How much missing is, because people don't really understand. They don't really know what they're missing. Only Tamei Chachamim are the ones that appreciate the value of Torah. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shav Shirim, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.